The beginning of a new book is going to be kind of a culmination of lots of things. But the framework of it, at least from what I'm seeing right now, you know, these things kind of just kind of evolve on their own, take a life all their own. I'm scared a little bit. Anyway, it's the framework. The framework is stuff that I learned from my daughter's children. And not just her, but just circumstances of my younger life. It's something that feels like to draw several things now. Trying to remember what it's called. Acronym? Yeah, an acronym. I didn't have it at the moment. Now I've got it. I can pick it up and pick me off. The name of the book is Fed. It's loosely based on acronym. That's what we see. Stands for Former Elder God. But he's senior. Which was senior. One of the big things in the book is that he died too young. No, Jim dies. Jim's gone. Doesn't exist. Obliterated. No longer there. I know that should be horrifying. You know, I think it's very important for this professor to have a good thing to do and to get big fans. That isn't much of a dig. I've been a before. Chickens, rabbits, still playing around at my time. And people. John Harrington's an example of somebody who might call their death. So, I apologize for not being not falling into some kind of a box when things are said about me like that. I must be very disconcerting to a lot of people who say, I think I can get this guy to behave a certain way or to join us on a certain level. And you know, even if you accuse him of killing somebody, it doesn't seem to save him. You go, oh well, sorry, you know, already killed somebody. Already worked through that to a certain extent. Moving on. It's like military people. You know? You can sit there. This as far as I'm understanding is PTSD. On a certain level. And my clinician can't say. But simplest explanation for things like PTSD would be the horrors of war. Seeing people die, knowing that you are part of the instrumentality that caused these deaths. Sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands. And how one reconciles that in their mind. I know a lot of people, two generations back, the vast majority of men served in war, whether it was World War II or Korea or Vietnam. And many of them were able to reconcile it. Not all, again. I just guessed I could be one of those people. I guess it's a darn shame I didn't end up going into the military at some point. Now that I'm too old for it. Because I thought I could have handled it. Or at least, been able to reconcile with it and still go on and be a reasonably happy person. Anyway. So, we've got sad. And it's interesting because that also has to do with being sad. I've been taken care of by my parents, by my wife, and by God. By God most of all. The real founder of the peace, there's the plain phrase. And I hope to bring up these things. I don't know how they'll fit into the context of the framework of experiences I had with my former eldest daughter, thus had. And that's the funny thing too. She was sad as well. And the gratitude for being sad never seems to materialize. I wonder if that is not one of the ingredients in transgenderism. Which is basically a sociocultural disease. That I think has a heaping helping of ingratitude for lots of things. And the more you can slough off responsibility for this ingratitude, that could be the main activity. I don't know. Don't really know a lot of transgender people. I live physically and metaphysically, I'm pretty distant from a thing. Don't have a lot of those things around here. There's really not some active, vibrant community of such people with that malady here. Well, that's good. You don't really want to keep them around. It's akin to leprosy. Very virulent. And you want to kind of put them into some corner before they put you in some corner. Before you have to just run, hide in the house for fear that you're going to get it. So, change. That's not what the book is about. It's just the circumstances around that makes it so that I can talk about it. You can talk about, you talk pretty freely about people's postures. And so I'm gonna take the opportunity. About the fact that, you know, I said that the self autopsy had been done on Fed, and that concept is a little strange. So it does bring up the whole idea that I'm going to have to do the best that I can without an autopsy, because one of the weird functions of the playing out of this disease is that there is no body. There's nothing left except what people left behind. It'll be a sad day if she decides to get back in touch with us. She's holding on to little tufts from former life while still being able to explain that she's still the person and that with me. But the sad part is, if she ever says, well, whatever happened to this and that from my former life, well, she knows, we moved, we had a downside. And, hold on to your story. Not to bother, to be honest. And all this, you know, kind of an honor. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a bit of help. I did everything that I was requested in relation to. Because I'm a person as well. Isn't that the way it's just to them? I don't know if I might be the person that died, so people can come off and get you rid of it. And all this stuff is going to be good. So, for every action, there's things to that. We can detach, but we really cannot undo. Different order. Go away for at least for the week. Like, if the world's going to get on too much, it'll be okay, but it's not the same. So, anyway, just doing that. I'm going to bear a lot of things because I think the trade works good. One doesn't want to spend one's life wrapped up in political correctness. If you're a bigot, let it out. If you're a homophobe, remember, just plow forward. Everybody, boy, especially in this day, everybody's going to be labeled incorrectly. You can feel some solace in the fact that you're part of a large group. And some of those people, this is fine, wonderful, selfless, as you might be yourself. So what are you talking about, please? It's an interesting animal. Spend a year right here. I mean, you can. It takes a year, it takes a year. But, no, it's not going to happen. So, that's the end. That's the story.